Venus is the planet of everything we love, want, or value. It relates to finances, love, romance, aspirations, again, anything we want and value. In Leo, that's the sign of the self, where we're tapping into a state of self-authenticity, self-confidence, self-love, self-care, self-expression. It's very Taurus coded, but now it's more in like a fiery, passionate, driven, and maybe even a creative way, where we're feeling compelled or encouraged to do things for ourselves. So if you're feeling compelled right now to buy yourself a sweet treat, or even treat yourself to something nice, like a spa day or go shopping or whatever it is, that's Venus in Leo. And immediately after Venus entered Leo on August 25th, she immediately began to form a harmonious trine to Saturn retrograde in Aries and a harmonious sextile to Uranus in Gemini. Over the following day, she's also going to form an opposition to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius, so let's unpack what all these mean. And Venus is also forming a harmonious trine to Neptune retrograde in Aries. Anytime Venus and Neptune interact with each other, it's gorgeous, especially if it's not like a square. Squares are where obstacles might come up or something might be revealed to us that we were previously idolizing or fantasizing. No, this is a harmonious trine, meaning this is supportive in nature. Neptune retrograde in Aries is basically having us look at the reality of the Aries area of birth chart, while Venus in Leo is giving us the support, the confidence to go after whatever that is. So again, Venus-Neptune interactions are gorgeous. It always creates like romance or artistry or expression, things of that nature. It's cute. The trine to Saturn retrograde in Aries is offering us moments to deepen our relationships with others or ourselves, whether this is familial, social, romantic, platonic, whatever it is. We're basically feeling like we're looking at our relationships right now and we're wanting to know the depth of how they can go, if that makes any sense. Like, is this sustainable? Is this long lasting? Does this feed my authenticity? Does it encourage me? Does it allow me to be seen or heard? Or is it diminishing? Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that. It's also inspiring us to basically reevaluate our long-term goals. So you want to look at the house that Aries and Leo are in, see how they're interacting, because in these two areas, it's basically encouraging some sort of growth. So whatever feels like it's not encouraging growth from these areas, this is probably a purge. The sextile to Uranus in Gemini is encouraging us to basically look at changes or anything unexpected as more surprising, exciting, and spontaneous rather than like shocking or disruptive. So somehow the Gemini and Leo area of your birth chart are interacting in like fun, playful ways. However, during the final few days of August, Venus in Leo is going to form an exact opposition to Pluto retrograde in Aquarius. This alignment is intense, creating a really intense push and pull between what it is that we're valuing and wanting with what needs to be changed, transformed, updated, or upgraded. For some, this is going to be a moment of realization over, actually, I don't want this at all, or, oh my gosh, yes, I want this. For others, this is going to be a reminder of what still needs updating, upgrading to successfully work and feel long-lasting.